Be'ezrat Hashem, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Dam, Hilchos Mechusa Kapon, those who are lacking atonement in the Sefer of Karbonos in the Book of Private Sacrifices, which continues the theme of the previous Perek, which we were discussing that of the Zava. In this Perek, we discuss the discharge of a Zav, of the male equivalent, so to speak, of the Zava. As the Rambam's Halacha Aleph qualifies, what is this discharge that we're talking about by the male? So Hazava Omar Bar Taira, this it says in the Torah regarding the Zav, which the word Zav means to flow. There's different types of flows for the man and the woman. Who shichva zera, it's first to sperm, habo mechaloya hachalolam, that comes from the illness of the hollows inside a person's body. Shehim miskabetzes behem, where the sperm gathers over there in those parts of the body, and it's weakened, and it does not have the ability to be come out with strength and vigor, but the rest of the body's healthy. And when this flow comes out, in the Yitzhak B'Kayshi, doesn't come out with the erection of the male member, Keshech Bezerah, the way the semen comes out, then Yitzhak Taiva V'Layana. Neither does it come when it comes out with desire and pleasure. El Nigru B'Yitzhak, it just gets drawn and flows out. K'may Batzik Shal Sa'irim, like barley dough, that's Keha, that's dark, Kalevin Beham Muzeris, like the white of an unfertilized egg. Avashak Vazer, but in contrast, the regular sperm is Lavana, it's white, Kashura, like an adhesive, sticky, Kalevin Beyashain Muzeris, like the white of an egg that is fertilized. Halacha Beis. Harayadiyas Hazayv. If someone sees the discharges of the Zayv, Hagarmus Leiliyazav, that cause him to become a Zav, in other words, as we'll see later in Halacha Vav, the second discharge, because the first one will actually contaminate even if it was beyond the person's control. But the rias that will cause him to become a zav, which is the second one, if that comes machmas chayli, because of illness, meaning of the rest of the body, oinus or something beyond his control, some duress, something that forces it to happen, okay, it's been things like that, in the zav, then the person's not going to be a zav, like it says in the pasuk miyukra, zav mebesaray, flows from his flesh, which is meaning machmas besaray, because of his flesh, because of a weakness and illness in the reproductive organs. Then hu shiyah tamid, then becomes tamid, lemachmas zav achar, but not from some other external cause, which actually from that, now the Rambam tells us that there's certain types of inspections that we do to check to see what was the cause of the flow. So Mikan, from here, they will learn that it has to be from his reproductive organ and not from some external cause. So Amad, they said, B'shiva Drachim Beit Mitzazav, there's seven paths that we use to inspect the Zav, to see if this is what caused it, and it's not a genuine Ziva. B'machal, with food, B'mishta, with drink, B'masa, with carrying a load, B'kvitza, with jumping, B'chayli, with illness, B'mata, with having seen something, over here, and we're regarding thinking of something. Ketzer Haso. So, ochel chile gasim, the person ate a lot. Or he shasa harbi, drank a lot. Or he ate or drank food items or beverages that would cause a person to have semen. Or he carried a heavy load. Or he jumped from place to place. And included in this is in hukal al gaboy, if he was hit on his back. Or he was sick, or he saw a woman and he desired to lay with her, or he thought about ideas related to cohabitation, even they didn't really think about cohabiting, being intimate with a woman that he recognizes. If one of these seven things happened before, and then he had a discharge of ziva, then we actually suspend that this was because of one of these seven things, like a zav. Halacha gimel. If someone sees sperm that comes from an erection, in mistama bezoiv meis leis, so he's not going to have a tumah of ziva for a 24-hour period, because shari'ir zu shel zoiv, because this discharge of ziva is machmash of lezer, he's because of the sperm from the past 24 hours. And mechin lamar lehir is so too regarding having seen something or having thought about something related to these types of ideas. Tell him that meis leis, again, we suspend any discharge for the next 24 hours. But regarding having eaten or having drinking or for jumping or for carrying a load, tell him calls machim and starts, so that we could suspend it not only for a period of 24 hours, as long as the person is in pain from all that food or drink or jumping or load, then we'll suspend it based on that, and then we'll not have the halacha of tumas of ziva. Halacha dal. Someone had circumcision and then he had a ziva discharge. Being goy ben Yisrael, whether a Gentile, whether a Jew, till mamila cause machim and sour. So we suspend that this discharge because of the external element of circumcision as long as they're still in pain from the meal. Now, goy shudor keli, the achkach in this guy, if a Gentile sees this seminal emission and then converts, mitam v'ziv miyad, they actually, he will have the tum of ziva right away because now he's a Yisrael. They entoil him hasle, and will not suspend it within 24 hours, past 24 hours, he had a carry, which generally makes it suspended. No, because a ger is like a cut in chanel, like a brand newborn baby, which we don't rely or depend on anything that happened beforehand, even though it's within 24 hours. Cutting a child, a minor, entitled like lib out of a here to here, by him we do not suspend that the ziva is because of something he had seen or had thought about. Shayla cut him out of a here to hamable de zoe, because a child does not have that of having seen something illicit or having thought about it that would bring him to ziva. Therefore, we inspect him only with five things, and now it's seven because the two regarding mar behir the child doesn't have. Some have halacha hey over here, which is really continuation. Just like we suspend the minor if he had an illness, that's where the ziva is coming from. We actually suspend it also if, let's say, his mother was ill. If he was nursing from the mother or just needed the mother, where then he goes and imbibes that illness, and that could cause his own ziva, and therefore again, that would be toil and would not have the tumah of ziva. Some have halacha hey over here, but midramum. Now, when do we say shabbatim as zav b'drachim el, that we inspect the zav with these seven ways? Is b'riyah shnir shal zav, is regarding the second discharge of ziva. Shabbatya asa zav, which that's what caused him to become a zav, as we had inferred from the prior halachas. K'mayish b'ad, like will be explained later in halacha vav. But regarding the first discharge, a fellow is understand even if he sees it because of some beyond his control circumstances, because the pasuk compares Zeis Teres Azav Ashatetsim and Shech Vazer, compares it to Shech Vazer, which has the tumah even ba'inus. So to the first discharge of Ziba is also going to be ba'inus. And then even if the first one was ba'inus, but the second discharge was because of its flesh, meaning not because of an inus. Had is a tumah Zibas, then he will have the tumah of the Ziba discharge. Now, Vafa Pikin, and even so, we still check him out the first time to know if it was Bo'inus or Mibisari. Why? Even though the tum is going to be either way. So that we can know if there was three discharges to make him liable for a carbon. Because this that it says in the Torah that the Zavat can be chayv a carbon is only if the first two discharges were because of Mibisari and not because of Bo'inus. But if the first one was Bo'inus and the second one was Mibisari, even though, like we just said before, he's going to have tum Zav regarding having the count Shibnikim, but he would not have the chayv a carbon even after a third discharge. So we do check to see if the first one's ba'inus or not. Now, reishlish is regarding the third discharge. In ba'inus, but we don't check to see if it was ba'inus or not. Even though the discharge was because of some external force, but once he was already brought to a state of tumah, which was already after two discharges, because the discharge that made him into a zav, which was the second one, was because it came from his reproductive organs, therefore the third one would automatically make him liable for a carbon. Allah above continues discussing regarding these discharges of the Zav. Someone sees one discharge of Ziva. So he has a halachic status like a Balkari with all the tumas related to that of just having a seminal discharge. Now, Rosh Dayim, if you have two discharges, so that makes him into a Zav. And therefore, as the Torah tells us, Vatzarach Sfir Shiva, he has to count seven clean days without any discharges, Ubi Yismayim Chaim, and then he goes and he immerses himself in spring water, Vein Chai Bakarbon, and he does not have to bring a carbon yet. Rosh Shalashri is, but if he had three discharges, Hariz Zav Gam, he's what's called a full fledged Zav, Chai Bakarbon, and he has to bring a carbon at the end. And the Ein Bein Zav Shalosh Deiriis, Loray Shalosh, there is no difference between that of a man who saw two discharges to three, El Karbon Levad, only this idea about bringing a carbon. And all these words are words of tradition that we have from the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai. Whether someone saw two or three discharges in 1 hour, one right after the other, or even they saw each one a separate discharge on one day and the consecutive day after that, either way, Haris Zav, he's going to be a Zav. Now, why? The female version, that of a woman, her flow depends on days. Shem like says the pasuk in Yikra, ki yazav zayv dama yamim rabim. If she's going to have a flow of blood, many days. Whereas vazav loytal isav yam. The pasuk does not make it dependent on days, and therefore it doesn't make a difference how many days it went by. It could have been the same day itself. 1 hour, and an hour later, or 20 minutes later, another discharge would make him into zav or do a zav gamer. Now, however, halacha ches, v'im hifzik hazav, but if there is an interruption in the zav, in the flow, being re'ila re'ia, between one and the other discharge, yom gomer, a full day in between, in the mitzvah, and then the 2 days do not combine to make him into a zav or to a zav gomer. Ketzer aso. So another re'ia b'shabbos, let's say the first discharge he had was on Shabbos. Re'ia sh'nia b'shein b'shabbos, the second discharge was only on Monday. So in the mitzvah is not going to combine, v'in the zav is not going to be a zav, because Sunday in between, there was no discharge. Let's say the second discharge was the following day, Shabbos, and then on Sunday. But then the third discharge was not on Monday, it was on Tuesday. And the carbon, not going to be carbon. It's not going to go on with the second one, because there was an interruption between them, a full day. Let's say so one at day. One was the following night. Even though halachically those are two different days, how they're going to combine again because it's as long as it's within 24 hours from one day to the next, they will combine. To say that if you saw the first one at nighttime and the second one during the daytime, for sure shem and stuff, it's for sure they're going to combine because those are halachically even one day, which the day starts at night and then to the day. He saw three discharges, three consecutive nights. They're going to combine because there was not 24 hours in between. And we don't care if it was a day or not, or the same day or a different day. It was not 24 hours in between. There's three discharges, becomes a zav gama. Halacha Tes tells us regarding the measurement of the timing of the discharge. So the is hazav in lashir. So the actual seeing of the flow, meaning the amount of how much flows, doesn't have a measurement. If someone sees just a little bit amount of this ziva discharge, which we described already, in halacha of what that is that emanates from the male organ is going to be tummy. Shemekah says in the pasuk hecht and besar, if it seals his flesh, which kosher nikah b'besar, whatever is recognizable by the flesh, which comes out of the opening, which is very little, is metami. It seals the opening. It's going to be considered as tummy. Now halacha yud, hayazayv nigrav yitzav lepasuk. Let's say this discharge was flowing and coming out and it wasn't stopping. So em yesh mitchilas shadiyad soifa. If there was from when it started coming out till when it ended, was kedei tvila v'sipuk oyaisa, the amount of time that he could go tivel, immerse in the mikvah, dry up or more than that, that's actually counted like two discharges. Because it's as long as two, because one is he tivels, it comes out, then it would happen again after he already immersed. So since it went that amount of time of having two, it's counted like two. Now, if it wasn't as long as this amount of time, then actually a filip pasuk has been attempted. And actually, even if the flow had stopped, in between, meaning he saw a discharge stop, saw another one, but it was in the amount of time that would be less than the amount of time to immerse and dry up. Actually, hadriz riachas. Actually, that would be considered as one discharge, even though there was an interruption. So, let's say there was one discharge, the amount of time that would take for three discharges. Weird. What does that mean? That if you calculate from the beginning till the end, it was bugin. It would be the amount of time that he would dip in the mikvah, dry up, dip in the mikvah, dry up. Which would be like the amount of getting three different discharges. How is it next? It's that one discharge, which with that amount of time is counted like three discharges. And actually, yavik carbon because of that, he actually has to go ahead and bring a carbon, which is after three discharges. Halacha yudalf. Rodi achas bayim. Let's say he had one discharge during the daytime. The hifzik kedei tefila v'sipik. And now there was a pause of the amount of time of immersing and drying up. The achach rosh tam. And then he sees two discharges. Or not even two. One that's the amount of time that two would take. Or the other way around. Shadosh time. So two discharges. One as long as two. And then and then there was an interruption amount of immersing and drying. And then he saw one discharge. Again, how is this going to be? It's going to be a bona fide zab. Again, because as long as it's that gap, which you have to make it into another one, he had three, and therefore it made him into bona fide zab. Now, Lachid Beis, regarding this idea of how many discharges, gets complicated when there's a discharge at Bein HaShemashes, at twilight. Rodriya Achas, let's say he saw one discharge. Miktsasa B'Seifayim, part of it was at the end of the day, Miktsasa B'Tchazalayla, and then part of it went into the beginning of the night, which is the next halachic day. So, even though it's not as long as two, Hadayla Shtei Rois is going to be considered as two different discharges, Shayyam and Mechal Kanri, because the fact that it's on a different day makes it into consider as a different discharge. So, it's counted as two. Therefore, let's say you didn't go from one day to the next, but rather you had one discharge by twilight. Every single moment of twilight is a situation of doubt. Is it part of the previous day or is it part of the night? So automatically that one discharge is going to be a doubt regarding if he's tummy, because although there was only one, and you only come as out by two, yeah, but you might have had part of it by day and part of it by night, which would already be considered as two different days. Now, halacha yud gimel, let's say you'd already achas by yim. Let's say you had one discharge at the daytime. The achas ben ashmash, one by twilight, it is a vadla tumah. Now, so he's definitively tummy because he had two. But for subject of carbon, he might actually have he has a doubt that maybe he's obligated in the carbon because maybe the one he had by twilight is actually counted as two. Because maybe part of it was at day, part of it was at nighttime. So maybe carbon, you have to bring a carbon, but vein enough, it's not eaten because it might be called nazar because he might not have been obligated. Halacha yud dalid, let's say he had one discharge by twilight coming into Friday night and coming starting Shabbos. And the second discharge was by twilight leaving Shabbos. So now there's a doubt if he's even tummy, and there's a doubt that maybe he's even obligated in a carbon. So opposite extremes. There's a doubt that maybe he's not even tummy because maybe the first discharge, again, because twilight, we're never sure if it's part of the day or part of night, maybe it was actually from not day, maybe it was not nighttime yet, it was still part of the day, so it was Friday. Maybe the second one, which was by twilight, maybe it was not day, it was already nighttime, which is already halachically a Sunday. So Hifzik Shabbos by name, and therefore Shabbos was a full day in between, then can't Ziv is called. Maybe there's no Ziv at all, because they can't combine. Now, at the same time, it might be Tameh, because it might have been both on Shabbos or the first one Shabbos and the second one Sunday. But value is subject to carbon. But initially, you might be the opposite extreme. You might even be obligated in the carbon. Why? Maybe one of them was partly day, partly night, meaning had both. It's considered as two. Therefore, you're obligated in, if let's say the Matzah Shabbos one was partly day, partly night, and the one on Friday night was on Shabbos, or not even Friday, it doesn't make a difference because then the next one was Shabbos and Matzah Shabbos together. And therefore, you can be chayav a carbon because you had three. Therefore, you bring a carbon because maybe chayav a carbon, but it's not eaten because not only you might not be chayav a carbon, you might not even be tummy at all in the first place because it might not have been combined.